So we just heard from Mike Francesa in the clip that Jerry played about how he hated the Superman movie and how Superman got his butt kicked for 2 hours and it was torture. And if he was a part of the movie and the credits were rolling, he would take the his name off of the credits. That's how much he hated it. Rotten Tomatoes, which is a place to go. It sort of aggregates people's opinions on these things. The critics have it 83% and the audience 93%. And as soon as we played this clip, Superman calls ended up on the board here. So let's take some Superman calls. Let's go to Pat, who's calling from Long Island. What's going on, Pat?
How you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Superman kicked the whole movie.
He got his butt kicked the whole movie?
The whole movie. It starts with him bleeding, and it just doesn't stop. He's constantly getting picked up off the floor. It's just not Superman. He's human. He gets beat up the whole time.
I mean, is there, but like, so he gets like, beat up so much.
What's the story behind it? Like, is it like a woke type of thing? What is it?
They just humanized him. He literally just doesn't do anything. He never arcs his power at any point in the movie. He's constantly just getting picked up off the floor and getting helped by other people.
Huh.
It was pretty bad.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's one in the Mike Francesa column. Just getting his butt whipped. I don't want to see Superman get his ass kicked for 2 hours.
I go to see Superman to be Superman.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to go see it now.
Yeah, I mean,
not that I had any desire to go see it in the first place, but if I did, it was one of those rainy day things where you go to the movies.
Yeah. I mean, I love going to a movie theater from time to time, especially in the summertime. Get like one of those hot, humid days. It's not all that nice out. Maybe some thunderstorms. Get inside that AC. Get yourself a little popcorn. And a soft drink, you know?
Yeah.
Sit there. Maybe some Sour Patch Kids if you're really getting frisky.
Milk Duds.
Yeah, Milk Duds. Yeah. You know, I see people put the Milk Duds in the popcorn. You ever see that?
I've never seen that.
Yeah. What's that little trick that people do when they go on dates? They poke a hole in the bottom of the popcorn thing and stick their penis in there. You know that whole trick that they do?
Yeah. No, I've never heard of that one either.
I think Fleegs has heard of that. It's like a thing like you do on a date. You get a big thing of popcorn, right? You cut a hole in the middle of it, and if you're like, you know, you with the date, you know, they reach into the popcorn.
Is this on your first date? I hope
no,
not.
No. I think like a
like
little
if you're
bit
with your wife or something like that.
It's a really aggressive move for the first date.
Yeah, not for the first date. It's like it's sort of
let
like.
Let me ask you a question: like, are you excited when you're doing this?
I mean, I've never done it.
Like,
I think that
like mush in there.
No. I think the point would be that you're excited. You know, it's like you read. Oh, okay.
Oh, hey,
now we got something
and
going on.
If you
on.
Aren't, then when she finally reaches down, then you are
right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's.
I swear to God, I've never heard of that until just now. I have never, ever heard of that.
Have you heard of that, Fleeks?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so I'm not just making this up.
Okay, yeah. I've never heard of it, so.
I mean, but the problem with that is, like, you know, the popcorn, I guess, isn't that expensive, but once your penis is in the popcorn, you can't eat the popcorn anymore. You've just wasted that entire tub of popcorn. So you got
to
have, like.
To the bathroom before you put it in there.
I mean, I think you got to, like, eat, like, half the popcorn and then pop the hole and do the thing at that point. That's what I think.
Well, you do it when she gets up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. And then she comes in, she reaches for some more popcorn, and all of a sudden, whoa!
What are we
look
doing?
At this! Okay! Is this the Eric and Ronkonkoma, my buddy? What's up, Eric? Good morning.
Yes, it is, and I can't believe I got to follow that part of the popcorn thing. But
you've done it. I know you've done it.
No, absolutely not. No, there is no way in you know what.
Had you ever heard that before?
I have not heard that before, yeah, okay. And I would never have even thought of that doing that.
But, yeah.
But I mean, I was going to say my kids put the M&Ms in the popcorn, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's another good move. You know. That's enough. Milk Duds, M&M's. I mean, that's now we're cooking.
I've not seen the Milk Duds, no. But let me tell you something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I said something to Gallo because I'm going to get into it with C-Mac tomorrow, most likely, or Thursday. But let me tell you something, okay? When you played the Mike Francesa clip, here's the issue I have because I've seen it twice already. I loved it, okay? You got to know what you're going in to see, all right? I mean, if you're going in there, first of all, there's been – now, look, I granted – you know, you guys are way beyond me when it comes to the sports. I'm way beyond you guys when it comes to this stuff. People will tell you, all right?
Yeah, I know. He's obsessed with superhero movies.
Yes, there's been like 8 different iterations of Superman, you know, even over the last 30 years, all right? But he's not getting his butt kicked throughout the whole movie. I'm sorry, that does not happen. All right, there's plenty of feats of strength and other things that show you he's Superman. There's also, if you go to see it, all right, and Jerry said, I believe Jerry said he saw it. I know Fleeks did. Okay, there's an explanation as to what goes on during the movie. You'll know at the end why. All right, so to say, and I'm not going to give anything away, trust me, but to say that you know that anyone who sees this movie, you know, should take the names off the credits, then don't go see it. You know, I mean, that's the thing. It drives me nuts. It's like
I can tell. I've never heard you this fired up, Eric. Eric, I've heard probably 10 billion of your phone calls. I've never heard you this fired up about anything. This really pisses you off.
Granted, I get as mad about the sports as I do with these things sometimes, too. But look, like I said, know what you're going in to see. All right? If you're just a casual fan, like most everyone are, going to see the movie, all right, then you can't say it's the most awful thing that you've ever seen. I mean, look, I plan on going to see the Beatles movies when they come out. There's one on each character. I know virtually nothing about them. I'm not into the Beatles. I'm curious. But I'm not going to come out of there saying it's the worst thing I've ever seen, and they should all go to, you know what, you know, because of how bad the movie is. If I don't like it, I may not like it, but I'm not going to drag it through the dirt. That's my opinion of it, but that's not how it is.
All right, Eric, listen, man, take a deep breath. Get back to your day. You're a happy guy. You know, I know this got you all rattled, but I need you back to being the even keel.
Oh, I did my piece. I'm good.
All right. See you, Eric. I mean, my little boy.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the Superman passion is unbelievable.
This is insane. I mean, he loves his superhero movies and his Marvel movies and all that stuff. He'll call up and talk about it. But, I mean, that is as fired up as I've ever heard that guy.
I mean, look.
But what are you supposed to know what you're going in to see? Like, what does he really mean by that? Like, I'm going in to see a Superman movie, right?
And I expect Superman to be kicking some ass, taking some names, and saving the world.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would expect. But, again, I'm not totally into it as much as Eric is. It seemed like Mike, you know, give him credit. He gave you his honest opinion of what he thought.
Yeah, and
that's all.
Right, of course. And he was expecting one thing, and Eric and Ron Konkema was expecting another, and I think that's why expectations are the thief of joy. Greg and Rahway, what's going on, Greg?
Hey, morning, fellas. Long time not talk to you, but that thing with the popcorn?
Yeah.
That was a movie back in the early 80s called Diner.
Oh, okay.
Mickey Rourke was in it, and he had a bet with a bunch of guys where he hung out in a diner that he'd go out with this beautiful blonde, and he got his penis to go up into the freaking popcorn, and she grabbed it, and she ran out of the place, and he had to explain to her that he got so excited, just broke right through the bottom. It was one of my favorite movies, but there's a movie you should watch. I always loved it.
You know what?
Now you know?
Yes. All right. See, I never knew that.
I totally forgot about that. Oh, man.
So there you go. I guess I guess it started with that, or maybe, you know, it was something that people were doing, and then they ripped that off and put it in a movie. I'm not sure. But that's where it became mainstream, back in the early 80s.
Wow.
When he goes, he put his penis through the freaking popcorn.
Perfect.
Eddie, had you heard of that prior to this morning?
No.
You hadn't either. No. I thought that you would totally be all over that. I mean, Fleegs knew it. How come the young guys know? This is an early 80s movie with Mickey Rourke, and we knew this. And you guys didn't.
I have never seen that movie.
It must not.
Neither
I've never seen the movie. It must not have caught on right away. Like, it then finally, like, became a thing. People started doing it. You know, no internet back then. Word of mouth. So it finally became a thing late 80s, early 90s when you and I were around.
I feel like I heard about it through comedy, like sketch comedy and stuff like that, where people would reference it, like whether it was SNL or Kids in the Hall or stuff like that.
And at that point, those people had probably been influenced by what they saw in this movie in the early 80s.
Here's the other thing. You remember the whole SNL thing, my thing in a box?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that was the impetus of it.
Really? Man, they look inserts little Mickey into a bottom of a popcorn. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
The 80s movie that inspired SNL's
Bleep in a Box.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Look at that. I'm really happy that there is an explanation for this, because if there was not, and I just thought that people did this, and this was somehow a fabrication in my mind, that would have been very awkward for me. If I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, penis popcorn. But at least I know that there is, it's true, it's happened, and it's been proven. Now I got to go watch the scene. You don't actually see the do you see it in the scene?
No.
Okay.
That actually, the podcast, The Lonely Island of Seth Meyers, do a podcast where they go back and talk about the digital shorts.
Yeah.
The episode on that short from a few months ago was the first time I ever heard of this movie, Diner.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go. Look at that.
Heidi Klum actually says she went on a movie date once where a guy pulled that creepy stunt. Is that the Heidi
Was
Klum?
It Seal? Is that how Seal was able to get Heidi Klum?